Welcome to System Switch, an improvised podcast about a group of unlikely heroes helping fight evil throughout the multiverse. Every season, we'll be exploring a new universe in the form of a new tabletop role-playing game. This season's universe is the Procyon Sector, brought to us by Scum and Villainy by Strauss Asimovic and John LaBeouf Little. Last time on System Switch, the crew had to decide whether to work as mercenaries or as freedom fighters.
We are going to choose to work with Jayok over here.
Well, that was a stupid decision. You're really going to throw away this payday, huh?
Flying into the core of an ice planet, they met none other than the leader of the uprising, Orin Wolf.
Well, I wouldn't so much call it a leading position as it is an opportunity to help people with a more definitive direction.
And it was here that the crew of the Troubled Water got their first real mission.
We need you to go in, find out who this Agent 29 is, and...
bring them back.
Kill them.
Take care of them.
And now, our intrepid crew descends down to the hangar bay to gear up for their next daring adventure.
Going down.
The four arms is so powerful.
I know.
It's like unnerving, but also hot.
The matching rings was an interesting choice.
I liked that. I thought the waistcoat was fun.
The waistcoat was fun. The bottom button being undone was like devilish. You
know? It was salacious.
Salacious. And two pocket watches.
I mean, he's got four hands.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but overhear the two pocket watches. I think it's probably because there's like, you know, different planets and different solar systems, and he probably needs to like look at the different times of the different zones.
That makes more sense.
With that about stuff without me talking, having a nice fun conversation. I'm just like back here alone.
Arrived at ground floor.
You've parked the Troubled Water in their like hangar bay, and you meet a great character who is super well-defined and totally Peter thought about him beforehand. And his name is...
Tuna.
His name is Tuna. You realize that it, of course, is a nickname because this is another Memish.
Ah.
Same species as Jayok, the aquatic people.
Oh, he's a fish.
And as you come over, he's like,
all right, so seems like everything is... tip-top shape. We've got that, we've got the hollow emitters installed, and the workshop, there it is, ready to go. So,
you're perky. I like you two.
Hey,
hello, I'm Bowler.
Bowler, Tuna, it's an absolute pleasure, you know, heard great things about you guys, and just between you and me, heard about the job. I guess kind of words gets out pretty easily in here in the Ilithios. But listen, you know, I got a cousin Warren. He's kind of between jobs right now, and he is kind of struggling. So I was hoping maybe you could help him out a little bit.
Sure. What's his name?
His name is Nitmo.
Nitmo. Okay.
And does Nitmo have any special skills?
Well, you know, personally, I think he's kind of, he hasn't really been applying himself recently. He moved out to the city, had big dreams. You know, I keep telling him that his performance art isn't going to take him anywhere. You know, he's gotta find something that really brings in the money, because otherwise he's going to be out there between meals and between houses, between jobs, and he needs to find...
Tuna, is your cousin a total shitbird?
May I pull Hicks aside? Hey, Hicks, do you hear what I'm hearing?
What are you hearing?
It looks like we have a distraction in the Warren.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, see, I was thinking this guy's talking about his cousin. I don't want anything to do with it. Seems like a loser.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we can find something.
We can be polite and let him, you know, ramble on and be like, yeah, sure, well, if we see him, we'll give him a job, but I don't like a sound of it at all.
How would we contact your cousin in the wild, wild occurrence that we should need his help?
Here, I will give you his stellar address. Give him a call and just give him a chance.
Yes, good. Thank you for everything that you did.
All right, bye. Bye, Tuna.
Good luck out there.
Wait, Is Jayok coming? Did you guys? Oh no, we left him. All right.
Wait, no. I've got Jayok's stellar address. Hold on.
Can you call him up?
Jayok.
He's in surgery, bro.
No, he's not in surgery. He had a minor bullet wound, and he's made mostly of water. Jayok, pick up.
This is thank you.
I call again.
You didn't want to leave a message?
Jayok, pick up the phone.
Is this Ola?
All right, Jayok. How's it going? All right, we're going to leave soon. Come on. Hurry up. Chop. We've got a new workshop. We've got a bunch of fuel. We've got hollow emitters and shit. It's going to be awesome. Come along. Come on, you want to save the world, or the universe, I suppose, or the galaxy.
Ola, please, Ola. I cannot. The uprising has me on another very important mission.
Oh, Ola, what's he saying? Is he gonna come?
I'm gonna put him on speaker.
Hey, Jayok, how's it going? It's Hicks here. You're on speakerphone. Millie's here too.
Hi, Jayok. How are you feeling?
I was patched up and I flew once again.
Right on. Now get your butt over here. Get your fins on the ship.
Get on down here. You can't break up the team.
I
not taking no for an answer, Jayok.
Let's go.
Come on, buddy.
Is this a group action?
I suppose it could be if you wanted.
Yeah. I'm trying to help.
To remind you guys how a group action works, one person will be, in quotes, leading the group, and the other two will also roll that same action. And then the person leading the group will take a stress for every person that does not succeed. In other words, does not get at least a 4. I think in this case, it's risky standard.
I got a 5. So.
Okay. Ooh. And ooh. Okay. So that's 2 stress. Thankfully, though, it did work out. He sighs, and you feel as if he has taken a step aside. You know, the hustle and the bustle behind him kind of drowns out a little bit as he finds a little bit of privacy, and he goes,
I am still recovering, but I shall help you.
That's great news, Jayok.
Well, I would hope so after Millie made out that room for you. It's so nice. Millie, you did a bang-up job.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Jack, we'll see you in a few minutes. We're in the what is this? The loading bay?
We're with Tuna. He was. We just.
Oh yeah, we're with Tuna. Him. Not a comment on him being a fish. That's what he said his name was.
Yeah. We're not racist.
Tuna. He's strange, but good friend.
Aww. Yeah, not very bright. That one.
Hey.
Well, I'm just.
He said good things about his fuck up cousin.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a nice
but
guy.
We all have fuck-up cousins, right?
That's true. That's a good point.
And some of us are the fuck-up cousins.
Oh, yeah, right. Very honest of you, Millie, here. Yeah.
I mean, I do well for myself.
Jayok, we'll see you in a few minutes, and then we'll get into space.
I'm on my way.
Yo, check out these sweet hollow emitters, you guys.
Can you show us where we're going?
Oh, yeah, maybe I can make a map with this thing. Hold on, one second.
Neat.
Yeah.
Wow, look at this. It's like a whole three-dimensional space map that's taking place in the hull of the ship. Wow.
So, Millie, as the pilot, does this map help you find a way for us to maybe sneak in?
Definitely. Let's zoom in on Warren for a second.
All right, one second. Hanson, zoom in on Warren. Got it. There we go. Wow, that made a real nice sound effect. You hear that? These holometers are neat.
Yeah, that was cool. Say it again.
All right. Here we go.
Enhance.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
whoa.
I love it.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, the stars animate and everything. Wow.
But you guys, now it's too close.
Oh yeah, okay. De-enhance.
De-enhance. De-enhance, is that going to work?
And soon enough, you have the perfect-sized hologram of the planet of Warren circles above the table in front of you guys. And Warren is, of course, where the seat of hegemony in the Procyon sector is located, which makes sense because it is definitely one of the most important planets in the Procyon sector. It is an enormous city with hardly any natural resources left, but quite the infrastructure built on top of the mined out planet. And of course, this is where the hegemonic temple is located. You know, the hegemonic temple has three layers. The library on the top layer, which is open to the public. The seminary, where the acolytes of the beyond practice their hegemonically sanctioned religion. And the bottom, which is, of course, the research facility.
What kind of plan you guys think we should roll with? I'm feeling like we shouldn't go in guns a-blazing, since we have four guys, one of which is a fish person who's injured. So maybe we should instead try to sneak in?
I think we should try to go in through the library. It's open to the public. One of my Plutoker buddies is an engineer, and he's built a lot of buildings on Warren. So if I call him up, perhaps he'll have some information. But I think if we can maybe enter through the library and then try to snake our way down to the research facility, I'm betting that's where they will be holding our precious Agent 29.
Yeah, if you can get your gambling addicted friend to give us a blueprint, then maybe I'd be able to read that. I have a feeling that I could probably read that and decipher maybe some sort of like a vent, maybe that we could maybe sneak through. Or maybe there's an error in the door facilities, and we'd be able to boop, our way through a door. Maybe I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Are we inspectors?
We could pretend to be inspectors.
Inspecting what?
I do like costumes.
Libraries, Dewey Decimal Systems, that sort of thing.
So the library police.
The library police.
Oh my god, that was not a serious suggestion, Bowler.
Ooh, no, that's excellent, because it's so ridiculous that it's sort of like...
Can you look me in the face and say, hi, I'm from the library police?
Hello, I'm Bowler, and I'm from the library police.
Fuck, you can!
Wow, that was really good. That blew me away.
I don't like that you can do that. God damn it.
I believed you there for a second.
Okay, so... Perhaps putting together outfits to disguise ourselves as the library police.
I'm already dressed like a fucking librarian, so...
I'm not.
I'm not either. I'm going to need to get a costume or something.
I'm dressed like a space babe.
Yeah, it's true. It's distracting, to be honest, sometimes, but that's all right.
A lot of latex.
Try to stare. Listen, okay, so that's going to get us in the library, okay? And then there's a seminary under that. So we're gonna need some way to get into the seminary.
Millie, you should be a nun.
I could be a nun.
That's a good idea.
Well, you guys can be library police, and perhaps I shall be a nun.
And then we'll get into the research facility by killing somebody.
Fair enough.
And now back to System Switch. We're going to roll engagement. So the way engagement works is we're going to tally up all of the advantages and disadvantages you have on this particular job, and then we're going to let fate decide how it starts off for you. Any advantages that you can think of?
Tuna's shipbird cousin.
Nemo.
And then, of course, the disadvantages being, this is a pretty big one, you are in the heart of hegemonic territory. Congratulations. Number of dice?
Just one? That's boring.
You guys are in the middle, like, this is, you're going to Death Star, you know? And it's like, everything is stacked against you. That's kind of the point.
Boo.
Oh, look at
five.
Well, yeah.
That's fate.
Perfect. That means that you are in a risky position when shit hits the fan. So you have made it down to Warren. You've been able to slip through the initial planetary defenses. You're in the city now, and the enormous hegemonic temple lies just a few thousand feet below you. So you let the troubled water hover at the edge of the stratosphere. So you all huddle into the augmented shuttle and launch towards the surface of the planet, where, as you land, a hegemonic officer kind of comes up and...
Hey, you can't park there.
Excuse me, I'm from the library police.
Sir, you can't park there?
Did I stutter?
Did you say library police?
Yes, sir, I did.
And give me a roll.
Just stony-eyed into the communicator. Did I fucking stutter?
And this is gonna be risky standard, because right now, you know, things go wrong. Clearly, what you're gonna get is a hefty ticket.
Okay, that's fine. Does anyone want to help me?
I will help you by coming on and being like, excuse me, this is a seminary business. I'm dressed as a nun, if you recall. I am a sister of the beyond. I'm nunning it up hard.
Two fives. Look at that.
Okay, so he just goes,
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about, but, you know what, flip me a cred and we'll consider it, price of parking.
A whole cred?
Did you want to make it two?
Step out, and I click my cane on the ground.
Ooh.
And I hobble slightly, and I was like, well, I mean, see, the issue is we wanted to park close because of my leg. I suppose, no, it's fine. If you have to charge us, that's completely all right. Come on, you lot. Oh dear. Library police, as you understand, we don't make a lot of money, although we do have a lot of authority.
Okay, well, I run out of the bathroom, finally dressed in my costume. I'm dressed like a tourist. I got like a camera and a Hawaiian button-up shirt and some khaki shorts.
Oh,
and hiking boots.
And it says, I heart Warren.
I'm sorry, can we park in the seminary parking? We're missing an extremely important text, a religious text, and the library police are here with me to investigate its theft. Please.
Yes. What she said.
As a sister of the beyond, I beg you to direct us to clerical parking.
Sister.
Yes?
I gotta tell you, I appreciate all your work. I'm a faithful follower of the beyond. And sorry about this whole issue. I'll take you right there.
Oh, do not worry but a moment. Blessings be upon you.
I didn't see you. You were behind the strange library man. And I just wanted to say that beyond blessings. Please, here's an escort.
And he leads you straight to clerical parking.
Yeah! We park where the priests park. They have the best parking.
You see various other sisters and brothers of the beyond, and everyone in clerical vestments are all human. I think it's at this point that you realize that pretty much everyone that is a part of the hegemony is human. Some of the sisters are kind of looking over at you, peeking glances. I'm going to start a 6-segment clock, and this clock will be called The Jig Is Up. And so I've ticked it one. We'll see how this goes, but yeah, you've gathered attention. You've parked right on seminary grounds, which leads you straight past the library to the seminary. But no one seems to recognize you. But you know, so far, you're just getting some glances. Nothing to worry about, hopefully.
Oh man, this really throws my costume off, you guys. Hold on. I'll be right back. Run back into the ship.
Have a change.
Come back out in a research laboratory garb.
Oh.
And glasses.
Great.
And a clipboard.
We've
right,
got
of course.
Someone for every layer now.
Right. And I'm very concerned, and I start measuring the wall.
Just to make it, we're just looking official at each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I show you the clipboard, and then I look at the clipboard and dab a pencil on it. Now this is interesting. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
All right, let's head in.
And the inside of the seminary has these huge vaulted ceilings. You notice a bit of a theme in the architecture and design. This swirly nebula-like, everything is based on the idea that everything is kind of rotating, feeding into the center. There are shelves and tables and walls that all kind of are in this spiral pattern that all lead towards the middle, the hollowed grounds of the altar. You are still on the outskirts of that spiral. Brothers and sisters passing by you, whispering, praying in the corners. Some are taking info chips from the library, placing it in their wrist-mounted data pads.
Hicks, do you have the drawing of the blueprint?
Do you have those blueprints?
Flashback. I'm gonna call up Rebar Robbie. We used to be Plutoker buddies. Hopefully he's not too grumpy.
Hey.
Hey, Robbie. It's Millie.
Millie. The way you call me for, it's like the middle of the night for me.
I'm so sorry. I acquired a job where I'm going to have to be going into the hegemonic temple. Oof. And I was just wondering if you knew anything about the layout.
You're asking for blueprints again.
I mean, between friends.
I swear, you know, one of these times, I'm gonna have to clean you out.
I mean,
metaphorically, of course, in poker.
I was gonna say, I'll take the fall in our next game.
All right, let's talk.
I love this.
So I'm gonna say that if you take one stress for this flashback, you can just have the blueprints, and what you're gonna be rolling for is essentially the quality of those blueprints.
Okie dokie. I like that. I'll take the stress for it. Should I roll on consort?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good. And that is a... That's double sixes. That's a crit.
That's double sixes.
No,
that's a crit.
Way.
Let's so go. Okay.
Yo,
perfect.
Clutch.
Rebar Robbie just goes,
Millie. All right. Listen, but how about next game? You don't tell anyone that I've got a little AI doing the betting for me.
Robbie, you nasty bastard.
All right.
I love that.
I love it every time I clean you guys out. And hey, I'm sending you the blueprints right now.
Oh, Robbie, you are my favorite son of a bitch. You know that?
And it's sent.
Whoa. These are really nice. Did you work on this?
3D modeled and everything. All yours.
Whoa, Millie. Whoa, hold on. Hey, are those blueprints?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I was looking over
out.
Your shoulder back there. I could not help but see the detail from across the ship. Those look absolutely amazing. Those are spectacular.
Right, well, you can thank Robbie yourself.
Robbie? Robbie, hey, Robbie Hicks. Nice to meet you. Are you a gambling addict?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a drinker. Vices, right?
Love it.
Thanks very much, man.
I'm a bit of a drinker myself. What are you drinking these days?
Oh, I drink whatever I can get my hands on. You know, I don't even know the names of this stuff. It's just in bottles.
Oh, man.
Can't pronounce half of it.
Hi.
Oh, this is Bowler. Bowler, Robbie, Hi. We just met. But check these blueprints out he got us, bro. They're so amazing.
Ooh, pretty.
Yeah.
Color-coded? You shouldn't have.
And flash forward. You guys are back in the seminary.
Check it out, Bowler. Printed them out on the clipboard.
I did mention that it was a 3D.
Yeah.
When I said clipboard, you know, I meant obviously space clipboard.
Space clipboard.
Underneath the piece of paper on top, which I can draw on for fun and doodle on, there is a touchpad that you can, like, you know, look at the three-dimensional. And also there's a hologram. So we can actually, like, search and look through in the three-dimensional thing.
Yeah.
But it's kind of obvious sometimes, you know, when you have your hologram and it's up there, everybody can see what you're looking at. And I don't necessarily want everybody to know that I'm looking at the blueprints of the building that we're in. So, yeah, Boulder, here, you can check them out. These are the blueprints we got from Robbie. They're real nice.
It's like the, what's that map from Harry Potter?
Marauder's map.
It's like the Marauder's map where you see everybody walking around in it.
That's so cool. So, if we go this way and then around this side, we can avoid these guards here that are listed. And then you can see there's a hatch here for access.
Yeah. We'll be able to go through that hatch. The problem is, if I look at these blueprints correctly, there's going to be a few screws that we're going to have to get through. It looks like 32 different screws with you know, and so that might take about 2 or 3 minutes to get through, and if somebody sees us trying to get through that hatch,
guys,
I have a problem. Millie, yes.
There's also an elevator.
Elevator.
Oh yeah, look at that right here, elevator. Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
And so you're able to kind of weave and dodge and use the pathway that has the least resistance, and you get to the elevator, which then drops you down to the research facility. The doors open up, and it's a labyrinthine level of doors, hallways, open corridors and vents. Thankfully, thanks to your state-of-the-art 3D hologram map, you are able to take a direct route to the research lab where Agent 29 is being experimented on. But as you round the final corner, the laboratory door at the end of the hall, 4 blips appear on the map.
Uh-oh, caution. We got 4 blips. 4 red blips.
All right. Well, stay frosty, everyone. We're totally meant to be here. Everything's fine.
I take the shiny part of my cane, and I stick it around the corner, and I look in the reflection to see if I can see anybody there.
You see nothing. It is completely empty. But the door itself does read Trooper Research.
Okay.
And then out of the corner of your eye, you see a shimmer. We're one of those red blips. Supposedly is. Invisitroopers.
Excuse me. I walk over to the red blip. It looks like you're having a malfunction with your invisible suit there. I definitely saw a shimmer. Wouldn't you mind turning around for me?
Roll me something.
Whoa.
Come on, baby.
Ballsy.
I'm gonna sway him.
All right.
I'm gonna push myself. I'm gonna do all the things to make this one work.
I do think that this is a desperate great.
That checks out, because if it passed, then they're gonna just believe us, but uh-oh, if they don't.
I'm gonna help, because I'm gonna step out from behind the corner.
Yeah, no, I'm not stepping out. I'm still dressed like a nun.
Charles, the technology itself does have some problems, I say as I lean on my cane. Producing on the moon I was on, analyzing those animals was quite difficult. And they also had the same shimmering problem, and you say you can't fix it?
Well, I see the shimmering problem now. You were explaining it to me, and I couldn't really wrap my head around it, but I definitely saw it just now. 100%, no doubt about it. Oh yeah, it was super obvious.
It's definitely UV.
Sir, would you turn around? I need to take a look at your suit.
So it is desperate, great.
So that's 3 bonus dice. I'm rolling.
Fuck.
6. Fuck yes.
All right. The Invisitrooper goes,
am I really shimmering?
yeah, you're shimmering, buddy.
The other one kind of goes,
God, I didn't see it.
Yeah, well, that's because you got that big helmet on, and you can't see anything because you're you know, pretty much blind as a bat in that thing. Plus, he is mostly invisible.
Jimmy, shut the fuck up, all right? The guy said I'm shimmering, then I'm shimmering, okay?
We saw you.
I saw you.
He's literally pointing at you. Is that not obvious?
Invisible suits should work so that I can't see you, and I can definitely see you.
It's a good point, Todd.
he deactivates the suit. The classic orange and white trooper armor appears, and he turns around and he goes,
hey, Doc, go ahead, fix it right quick. I'm pretty sure the major is coming down any second now.
Pull the module.
Oh, man, we can't let the major be seeing this. Listen, I want both of you guys, all right, get into the rec room and do not come back out.
Everyone right? Pull your module, because it might be a resonance thing.
Yeah, this is going to take a while. This might take more than just a few minutes. So I need you guys to get to the rec room right now. I'm going to meet you guys there in 15 minutes or so. I'm going to bring some tools, and I'm going to get to work on
it. And we'll say you're here, you see.
Yeah. We'll cover for you. Very all right, good. Boys?
Because they can't see you. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they can't see you anyway, so it'll
boys,
be fine.
Just give us the modules, though, quickly. I need to have them fixed before your next shift.
You heard him, boy.
And all 4 of them deactivate, and like they take the Invisichip out of their backpacks, and hand all 4 Invisichips to you guys.
Now, seriously, hurry up, get out of sight before the major gets here. And I pull Bowler aside. Listen, Bowler, all right, I think maybe I might be able to like manipulate these chips and hack into them so that we could maybe just use like a little bit of belt, and then we'll make some sort of invisibility field around us, you know, and that way we don't need the full-on suit because they look a little clunky and hot. Now, don't they look hot and a little chafy? I don't know. I'd design them differently if it was up to me.
But also, does that mean that we could just pretend to be them?
Right, yeah, exactly. So we'll send these guys back into the rec room. They'll hang out. We'll take their belts and we'll go work on them, as I put up air quotes. And then me and Millie and you, we can just wear the belts and hopefully be invisible.
Sounds good. Right. So I've got to convince them to go into the rec room. I've got to go and like...
Right, and give us the belts.
Now, to make sure it's not a hardware compatibility thing, because we've got the chips for the wavelength, I need your belt as well. Come.
Yeah. Oh, man, my pants are going to be a bit loose after this.
Grab a belt from storage, but these ones we have to examine, because we need to, you know...
Fix them. We need to fix them. They are broken.
That's the thing. Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, take 15. Stay out of sight, all right? Don't let anybody see you guys, or it's going to be my ass, all right? And we'll meet you guys in a bit. All right, I got to fix these up and get it right back to you.
Cheerio.
Honestly, we're not very used to being seen, so maybe easier said than done. No, we can do it. For their Germany.
Yes, quite. Yes, go on. Hicks, you work on that quickly. Millie.
I'm coming.
We have invisibility.
What?
Quickly, put this belt on.
All right, guys. Put this over your waist here. All right, I'm gonna snap that in the back, right there. Snap this one, and then you snap me. Snap me. Oh, thanks.
Snap. All right. Yes. I pat you on the butt.
We're gonna. No, that's all right. But, you know, I like it. It's encouraging. We're gonna flip these switches all the same time. All right. We might die.
Oh, fun.
We might go invisible. I've never done this before.
Excellent.
How sure are you?
We're going to find out. Ready, everybody? I'm going to flip on Bowler's. Bowler, you flip Millie. Millie, you flip mine. 3, 2, 1. I got a 6 again.
Okay.
Sick.
Oh, I love that 6.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So there's one thing you got to know. All right. It did work, but the individual invisibility fields are a little bit weak. So we need to tether them all together to make it strong enough to be invisible. So we all got to be standing next to each other, basically.
All right.
All right. Let's get a move on. Maybe we should walk arm in arm so we don't split up, you know, because I can't really see you guys now.
I've got my hand on your shoulder. Is that your shoulder? I squeezed the shoulder.
Oh, yeah. No, that's my shoulder for sure.
Oh, there you are.
That's
okay,
nice.
Cool.
I got my hand on Millie's shoulder. Is this your shoulder? I squeeze.
Yep. All right. That's my shoulder. Cool.
Good. I was worried that was going to be. All right.
Invisible soldiers walking down the hall.
No, we don't talk. We don't talk because we're silent. Remember, invisible soldiers. Walk carefully.
The three of you invisibly approach the door marked Trooper Research. And of course, it is locked.
I think maybe we could flash back. Hey, you guys, I think maybe I have a role for Nemo, you know, Tuna's cousin.
Oh, yes, that guy, right.
I'm looking at this schematic for the blueprint, and I'm pretty sure that the fire alarms in the library and the seminary and the research facility are all in tune because it's the same building. And if we got the fire alarm to go off, then potentially the door's manual override would open up. Maybe we could call up Nemo and have him start a fire.
Well, I've got his stellar address.
Let's call him.
Nemo, you have won a opportunity of a lifetime. Is this Nemo?
It's actually pronounced Nemo.
Apologies, Nemo. It has been corrected in our prize winner awards records thing. Your artistic performance was inspiring to us.
Oh my gosh! Did you see my street performance last night?
As a... guys. As a,
Reward?
Reward for your amazing performance. We would like you to perform in our great library here on Warren.
Right?
Yes, okay, cool. Yes,
pretty good.
Holy shit.
Please remember that as part of your performance, it really needs to be fiery with lots of fire, like you did it for us in the street when we were watching and keeping a distance.
Yeah.
Here in the artistic space.
Council.
Council.
Oh, wait, you guys, are you, are you talking about a performance in Dead Yaman?
As a flash mob, yes. On the main table, underneath specifically the lowest fire alarm detector.
Yes.
For a maximum fire.
But this is real. This is real. A real opportunity for performing at the Hegemonic Temple.
Just walk right in and do it.
Holy shit. Yes, when?
When you get a text message for go. Until that point, pretend to read.
No, yeah, you're doing a great job. He's buying it.
You're killing it.
I'm buying it. Yeah, I'm in.
Then we flash forward to you guys approaching the locked trooper research door.
All right, guys. According to the blueprints, this is it. This is where we're trying to go. So let's just see if it's open. It might be open.
I don't think it will be open.
I'll walk up to the door and try it.
Access denied.
No, it's locked. All right, send him a text.
There's an awkward moment where you guys are all just waiting.
What do you guys want to have for dinner?
I was going to think, maybe lasagna. Afterwards in the rec room, lasagna. They might have some food. Maybe we can grab before we
I
get out
I heard it was somebody's
here.
Birthday.
Hey, there we go.
Protocol.
All right, let's go.
Now, I've noticed that now we're walking and there's waterfall and I can definitely see Millie in front of me. I can see the outline of her body, for sure.
Shit.
So we just got to be careful that maybe, you know, like if somebody sees us, we still got to look like we're soldiers. So hold your head up high.
As you walk in, it is clear that this is where all of the latest and greatest trooper armor, trooper weaponry. This is where all of the experimental cutting edge breakthroughs for the hegemony are going on. You notice on the wall, there is a row of helmets, of trooper helmets. They're all hooked up to this orangish liquid that's feeding into it. And on the side, it says trooper serum. And there are two scientists. One is at like a computer typing away, and the other one is in a full hazmat suit behind glass in another room, mixing chemicals and attempting to synthesize some sort of compound that is labeled Agent 29. What is this mysterious Agent 29? Is the team's invisible barrier water resistant? How will they get out of the temple without raising suspicion? And exactly how much fire was involved in Nemo's performance art? Find out next time on System Switch. Thank you so much for listening. Please help out the team by leaving a review and telling your friends about the show. System Switch is produced and narrated by me, Peter DM Castro, with music and sound effects by Epidemic Sound. Hicks is played by Kyle Love. Bowler is played by Binary Dragon. Millie is played by Sophie Schwartz. Check out everyone's socials in the show notes and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with @SystemSwitchPod. The multiverse is a strange place. The thing
we're
is
flying
that
through
we are
space and we're doing space things. We're gonna go through space today. And in another universe, this is what a guy called David Bowie sounds like. Millie, you fly the spaceship, and Hicks, you make the spaceship go, and I say the things to make the things happen. And the fish guy, he can't sing.
Are you guys singing without me again?
Oh, yeah, we got this karaoke kit. It's incredibly specific.
Bowler's
really
good at it.
This new AI generation is odd.
I feel like if we sing any more of the song, it'll give away more of the story.
Yeah, no, I think that's kind of where I'm going to end it. Look at all of the spoilers on screen. We're going to do that?
That's real crazy, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Fuck. I'm going to get hurt.
Oh, I know.
That does not look good.
Well, you don't need both of those, do you?
Can we turn this off, please?
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah,
freaking
down,
me
down.
Out.
I'm getting freaked out, too.